You are listening to the Walking Home Yale Town Public Art Podcast Series. The following clip was recorded on July 15, 2010 at English Bay. Vancouver Sculpture Biennale Exhibition Coordinator Jillian Wood shows our group the last piece of art on her tour.
This is Joami Plenza. He works in Spanish, works in Barcelona, and is also based in Paris. He also had a major installation at Chicago's Millennium Park, which you should look up. It's a great place. And he has worked all throughout the world. He's done this great thing on the BBC building in London, where it's all new media stuff, and it beams the names of people that died in the terrorist attack in London up into the sky and stuff through this. And so it's based on the fact that it's a BBC building, so it's like radio and news, so it's kind of like going into, they're going, these people that died that work for them are going back into the airwaves and stuff. So what you see here is maybe kind of a traditional sculpture in the medium that you're using, but he does a whole range of new media work as well. And his piece at Millennium Park was he took pictures of faces from millions of people in Chicago, and then they were all on this big screen that kept changing, and I would change into you and you would change into me, and it was all how we were part of a community. So if you want to look him up, the link's on our website, and you can also Google him. He's really interesting and very successful.
We're going to go to Cole Harbour next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the red circle of people sitting?
We have quite a few installations down there. We have the pillows, yes, by Jean-Louis, which people are... They're big ceramic pillows. A lot of the time, Dan's had some good pictures of people having picnics on them or playing cards. We have Sorrel Etrog, who's a famous Canadian artist there. And we have...
What piece is that?
It's King and Queen. It's two big chairs. And we have Choi Tai Hoon, which is Skin of Time, which is a big tree. And etched in the tree is his life story. Ooh. And we're still working on lighting for that, so I apologise, it's not done. But at night it'll light up and you'll see all the scripture in it. And then my favourite guys are The Meeting, right next to the Bayshore, Western Bayshore Hotel. They were made specifically for the G8 conference and in Europe, I believe, in Germany. And so they're all supposed to be about they're all really just the same. And then they're done in Chinese red, which he does a lot of his work in. And they're my favourite ones because, once again, they're very interactive. But when we installed them, we also got a lot of people complaining that they were racist or stuff like that.
Do people understand that art is themselves?
But I was just speaking about graffiti. They've been graffitied a lot with pen and everything.
The first time I came upon that piece, I was riding my bike on Cole Harbour, which I've done hundreds and hundreds of times, and I was heading west, coming from downtown, and I thought it was a performance intervention. I thought that there were, because I was far enough away, I could tell there were people I didn't know that they were oversized, and I thought that they were in costume, in their circle, looking at each other as a performance intervention. And then I got up close, and they were so still. I was like, there's no way. And then I was like, whoa, they're really big. And then I was okay. But I had to come so close to them to convince myself that that was not real people. It's an amazing piece.
That Chinese artist is Wang Shugang. And that's probably my favorite. I love so many of the pieces, but that was one of the first ones to go in. And it was the first time I saw people interacting and smiling and taking pictures and putting their kids there. And there's a lot of joy from that.